Right now it's time for us to check our forecast. Pat Pagano has the day off. Dan Henry is in. Good morning.
Hey, Marshall. Great. I'm doing all right. A little early, but I'm adjusting.
Hey, this is nothing. If, you know, I've been getting up at 3:30 in the morning now for, I got 30 years, 35 years. You know, but the funny thing in my radio career, Dan, is the other longest period of time working in radio was when I worked midnights, midnight to 6. Once you get used to doing mornings and you're doing it all the time, it really is pretty good because you have the whole day to yourself, especially if you like warm weather in the summertime. But if you're not used to it, it's a drag, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, I did mornings, early mornings. I've been up at 3:30, 4 o'clock a fair amount. I did weekend mornings here in the Tampa Bay market on television for about 4 years. So I have gotten up quite early before, but the problem is when you only do it like 2 days a week, you can't get your body in the routine, and you're kind of always that like jet lagged. It's like you flew in from Hawaii twice a week. And you kind of get feeling like it should be, you know, not the time it is when you're up that early. And, you know, I'm only filling for Pat once a week right now, so I just get the once a week. But I'm not going to complain. I do enjoy forecasting, and, you know, it's a labor of love for those of us that do broadcast in general and those of us that are weather forecasters. You know, we could have chosen a job with more regular hours, couldn't we? But, you know, we like what we do.
But you're right. If you work the early morning shift and it's only a few times, it offsets your week. It really does. It takes your whole week and puts it into a jumble.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking about jumble, we've got some cloudy skies and some rain. What does the weather pattern look like for us?
Yeah, starting off pretty overcast today. Some patchy fog out there in addition for the morning drive. Scattered showers most likely across the western part of the listening area today. I think we're staying mainly dry to the east. High temperature near 80, real sticky out there today. A warm front has lifted through the region, and that's going to provide the basis for some strong storms potentially tonight and especially into Tuesday. So there's a low chance of severe weather on Tuesday. Right now, the Storm Prediction Center has the entire listening area penciled in for a marginal risk of severe storms late tonight and into Tuesday morning. So that'll shift, that risk will shift east, you know, west to east as the day progresses into night and as Monday progresses into Tuesday. Primary hazard will be damaging straight line winds. Cannot rule out a brief tornado or some small hail. Not going to be expected, but I do need to mention it. And again, the timing on that's going to be a little bit later on tonight and into Tuesday. Perhaps for the morning drive on Tuesday, around this time tomorrow, Pat's going to be talking you through some locally strong storms in the area. So that's something to watch for. That's the most eventful weather of the week, fortunately, though. And then a really good taste of some fall weather later on this week. Lots of sunshine Wednesday and Thursday. And the temperature's dropping a little bit, too. Could see some 40s on the thermometer as soon as Friday morning.
Now, we have a very busy weekend with a lot of outdoor events coming up this coming weekend. How does a first glance at Saturday and Sunday look?
This far out, right now, looking great. I think that the area low pressure that's been hung up over the Great Lakes that's going to be finally pushing through New England tomorrow really is going to open the door for high pressure to move in. Beautiful weather, really, I think, taking us all the way through the weekend. Lots of sunshine, some cool and crisp mornings in the 40s on the way. But then, you know, with that dry air in place, you're warming up 30, 35 degrees almost every day. So I'm thinking really beautiful weather right now, sunny, and temperatures near 75 to 80 for both weekend days.
That's good news. But of course, like you said, it's weekend weather on a Monday, so we can only hope that it holds together throughout the whole thing. Now, do we have any more hot weather coming, you think, down the pike, or do you think that we've started to make that transition into more normal September, October weather?
Yeah, I think hot is probably going to be a strong word to describe anything that
follows here. I think, you know, not out of the question to see some mid-80s overall. The Climate Prediction Center has New England placed in an above-average chance for warmer-than-average weather. So let me run that by you again. Above-average chance of warmer-than-average weather. So not a heat wave by any stretch, but, you know, with the temperatures dropping in September, typically, of course, with the shorter daylight hours, temperatures may somewhat level off over the next week or so. Yeah, nothing too crazy, though, in the 8 to 14-day time frame, near to slightly above average. And a normal high for this time of year would be in the mid to upper 70s. So, yeah, could touch the lower 80s maybe this weekend, I would say, would probably be the craziest that you'll get.
Are you a football fan?
I am a football fan.
Are you a Tampa Bay fan?
You know, I've jumped on the bandwagon after Tom Brady got into town here. I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, so I'm really a huge, huge Michigan Wolverines fan is my main team. But if I got to pick pro, I probably got to go with the Bucks. And what about you?
Well, I'm a Giant fan, and something happened to the Giants this weekend, which hasn't happened in 9 years. We won the first game of the season. So I'm happy.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, especially against tennis, a team that was one snap away from going to the Super Bowl last year. But still, it's the first time in many, many years we've actually started off the season. For the past 7 years, we've always either started off 0-3 or 0-5. So let's put it this way. I'm a happy camper this morning.
It sounds a lot like my hometown Detroit Lions. It's hard to root for them because they just I think they have one playoff appearance in like the entire history of the team, or at least in my lifetime. They had Barry Sanders and they kind of wasted his career. So yeah. It's a shocker if they're, you know, going 500. So sounds like the last 10 years after I guess Eli, you know, did some good things for you guys like 10, 15 years ago. But it's been a little bit of rough sledding lately.
It's been a little bit. The sled crashed. All right. Well, I want you to have a good day. Get some rest and enjoy the rest of your week. OK,
I will try. Thank you. Good talking to you this
morning.
Take care.
Bye bye. That is the forecast this morning. And Henry in the Weather Center for Papagando, who will be in once again back tomorrow after the long weekend of filming and everything like that. Pat decided to take the day off.